All right, my favorite night, my favorite segment. It is Monday night, and that means it's time for the worst. Oh, wow, we're back here on Monday night. It just seems like that. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. It's a pretty simple game. As I said before, you know what's the worst? Double parking on Ashland. Double parks on Ashland?
Businesses fail there because you can't park anywhere there.
Right. Like, but the one guy is like, you know what? I need to jump in right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw the hazards on right here and just
do this
for like 15. I'm just going to take a 15 at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday. or the Peapod guy. That's the guy's like, I'm going to double park it right here. The worst, of course, is where we collectively bemoan about the problems of our society. In studio with me, TJ Jagodowski.
Hi, Justin.
I was going to say local improviser.
Oh, sure.
Does that work?
Oh, yeah, I'm local. I fit both those.
And from WGN Radio, Amy Guth.
Hey,
Amy. Good to have you back. She, of course, hosts the Saturday Night Special. 7 to 9 when there's not sports.
That's right.
Sports.
Sports are the worst.
She's also working on her documentary on online harassment. How's that going?
It's also the worst. It's going really well. I mean, every time I think I've heard the most horrifying thing, I hear more. The internet giveth so much. But there's still, that said, there's still a lot of people that are doing a lot of good work on to try to fix it and try to make the internet a more civilized place to be. Mm-hmm. And so it's been cool to meet all of those folks and see what they're doing.
Well, hopefully this can be cathartic for you. Because you can play the worst and talk about the worst of internet comments. Okay, so we're playing for first place tonight. We still have tickets to Beer Under Glass 2016. These are VIP tickets for the fundraiser for the Garfield Park Conservatory, which is coming up in May. It's also the launch of Craft Beer Week. So they take the craft beer party, and they put it in the Garfield Park Conservatory.
That's the best.
Huge party. That's the best.
That's number one.
Number two will be a complimentary registration for up to 4 riders at the MB Bike the Drive on Sunday, May 29th. So you can get into the Bike the Drive, which is the coolest thing ever.
That's the best.
And then third is a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Oh, that's the best.
So there you go. 3 the best, but we play the worst. Pete Zimmerman is here as well. Pete, how you doing, bud? You ready for this? You want to start us off?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Pete Zimmerman's going to start us off as he does every week. Pete, what do you got?
The worst, sitting next to Justin Kaufman during fantasy baseball season.
That's not even cool. That's not the worst. That's the best.
Hey, did you hear Juan Uribe had 3 hits today?
It really is. It's becoming a little bit of a. It's only been 1 week, and I've already dropped 6 people. I've done a bunch of trades. I'm way over the top.
It really is the only way you're going to keep Juan Uribe on your radar, though. Like, really? He's still playing.
The catcher for the Reds is playing in this game. The catcher from the Reds is on my fantasy team, and I just watched him bat. I didn't even know what he looked like. And I watched him bat for the first time. I'm like, this guy's got to go.
Yeah, he's
off my team. Tomorrow I'm going to make a trade. I need a different looking catcher. All right, 312-981-7200. There's already some stuff coming in. Why don't we start with you, Amy? What do you got?
Oh, my gosh. I have so many grievances to air, but I'm going to start with good old-fashioned mansplaining is the worst. Mm. Oh, it is the worst, and it makes me so mad. And my rule is that I'm going to treat people kindly and respectfully no matter what they're doing to me. Right. Like, your behavior doesn't dictate my manners.
Right.
But I really struggle with that when it comes to mansplaining.
See, what mansplaining is.
Good.
That was my attempt. What Amy's trying to say is that mansplaining is when men essentially explain.
I said something about getting mansplained the other day at a camera shop, and I put it on Facebook, and my friend posted, she was, where do mansplainers get their water? From a, well, actually.
Oh, nice.
That's good. All right, mansplaining. All right, TJ, what do you got?
Florida.
Just in general.
It's the worst.
Do you follow that Twitter account, A Florida Man?
No.
It's funny.
But, like, I didn't, but this is how I would say Florida's the worst. That you could make something up and just something horrific. Like, there's a guy who makes meth out of babies, 4 babies, and then goes around and just sets arsons to like schools and churches.
Right.
And then if someone would be like, what? And then you were like, oh, it's in Florida. The fact that person would go, oh, right. That means it's the worst.
I was in Florida 2 years ago at spring break. Mm. And the main story on the news was about a peeping Tom, right? And it was about a guy who like had looked in a window and ran, and they put his composite like up there, and it was like a shady kind of gray thing, and it was they'd CNN'd it. Mm-hmm. Like this Clearwater like news, they went like that breaking news. Let's go back to our top story of Peeping Tom over in the whatever subdivision, and it went all. I was there for like 4 days. By the third day, they're like, update on the Peeping Tom story from Monday. Still no word. I was like, come on, there's got to be something better than that.
But if they put up just like a picture of a creepy dude, if you live in Florida, you're like, okay, this is everybody I know. This is one of 40 people that I know within a stone's throw of my front door.
All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Where did I do with my, I had my phone somewhere, I lost it already.
You know what, I just lost my phone too. There's like a phone vortex happening in here today or something.
You know, it's the worst when you lose your phone.
That.
All right, here's what I have. This is good, this is, okay. You know what's the worst? Guilt tipping on carryout. Is the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I go in for carryout, and I'm like, I just feel like this guy's going to like me a little bit more if I drop a couple dollars. And I find myself, like if it's a nicer place, like kind of like a chic, cool, like you're in there, you're like, hey, I got a ton of money, man. I got a ton of money just like you guys. Here's $4. And I'm like, why did I just give him $4 for this pasta that I ordered that was already overpriced?
And then you invent reasons to be like, oh, he's been answering the phone all night. He bagged it. He like stapled the top. That's
he
where
stapled the top. That's so nice.
Something.
He offered me a water while right. I was waiting.
That's
was nice.
Okay. That's 40 cents plus the 30 for Staples.
Exactly. So there you go. That's good. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. No, it's just so busy.
Yeah, this guy.
He's probably doing this volunteer. Right.
And who knows what other stuff has happened in his life that this might help to make up for. You know,
it's just $4, yeah, Justin. For once. Right? For once, give back to the community. All right. 312 says, you know what's the worst? My friends.
Aw. You gotta get yourself some new friends, my friend.
312 says, the worst, required class with boring lecturer, old outlines, and Scantron exams.
Ooh.
Oof.
Old outlines.
630 says, the worst is when you win a pizza 3 weeks ago and nobody contacts you to get the prize. Yeah. You know what? I don't buy that because I know that Pete Zimmerman is on it. So this is just them trying to get a pizza out of it. I'm on to you, 630. But you can have a pizza. I don't care. You can have it. It's all right. All right. And 312 says the worst is Good Times. All right. Well,
the old TV show?
Or maybe they mean the worst, this is Good Times. Like, this is good segment.
Like, yay, the worst. Good Times.
Yeah. Or they're down.
Or theme song to Good Times was filled with a lot of things that were the worst, like Easy Credit ripoffs and stuff like that. Maybe like. For the worst, see Good Times.
Come on.
Print lyrics. That one just might have been cut off part of the way through.
That's true. That's true. I mean, there may be a second text that we missed. Yeah. There's a lot going on. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. We will continue with the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200.
It's going down. Worst come the worst, my people. Come first.
It's the worst here on the download. It's Monday night, 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text, online. We have tonight, you can win tickets to the VIP to the Beer Under Glass, which is the fundraiser for the Garfield Park Conservatory. You can win complete free registration for Bike to Drive or Lou Malnati's Pizza. Mm. Hmm. TJ Jagodowski, Amy Guth are in studio with us. TJ, an improviser here in town with the great show TJ and Dave. Aww. Also, you can see TJ everywhere. Amy Guth, WGN Radio, the Saturday Night Special, 7 to 9 when there's not sports.
That's right.
And working on the documentary on online harassment.
Indeed.
Let's get to some of these texts. All right. 630, the worst is when you don't understand / laugh at Louis C.K.'s jokes, but the other person you're watching his stand-up with is dying laughing. That's good. Could be anybody. Right. That is a good one.
That's a good one.
It's just so depressing.
Right. Also, he's become the measure of hip. So if you're not getting it, you know what side of the line you're on now.
Sure. Like, no. Yeah. And that always happens to you one time. Right. I always feel like, oh, I'm totally in. Then he does a joke, and I'm like, well, I know what happened. What? Oh, no, it's happening. Yeah.
It'll be the day you're like, this music is too loud.
That's exactly it. All right, so let's see here. 262 says, the worst, getting a project for a top client while paired with the one guy at the office that gets along with no one.
Mm.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I
guess. Feeling for that guy.
Yeah, that seems like a...
If you don't know who that person is, you're that person.
The person's listening right now. It's like, it's, I don't understand anything about that. 312, this is appropriate and a little bit, you always got to have a little bit of potty humor.
Sure.
This is appropriate for Wrigley Field tonight. Mm. 312 says, the worst is a shy bladder at the old trough.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
I don't have a comment because I have not seen that. I've just heard
just
tale
of this
horrifying.
It is the worst. I think peeing at... So at Wrigley Field is the worst. You go in there and you feel like you just press up against somebody else's jeans, and you just pee into a
That's
long
awkward.
Silver thing.
Yeah,
and it's just
So there's not dividers. It's
no.
just a trough. No.
Nope.
Yeah, it's almost like if you shared a cell with someone. Imagine that. Like you'd be doing 2 to 4 without a dump. Like for certain, that's just that exposed toilet, right by the head
it's
of somebody's
jail-like.
Bed. Like you're not doing it.
It's just, very jail-like. Yeah. And I know that there's a lot of renovations that are happening at Wrigley Field. I would love to see if they renovate the troughs.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody pees like that anymore. Maybe they were in the 50s. Maybe they were in the
30s.
They loved it in the 30s. They couldn't wait.
When I first moved to Chicago, I lived very close to Wrigley Field, and I came in, came home one night, and it was right after a Cubs game, and just craziness everywhere, just people throwing up on each other and all kind of stuff going on. And I get to my building, and there were people having sex against my front door, and I couldn't even get into my building. And I was like really tired, and I really want to, and I was like, can you move? Can you get out of the way? And they're just not even listening to me. Finally,
I move?
Can I ever?
Ain't you been watching?
I was really kind of like, do I walk around the block again? Like, this is really weird what I do. So I walked around the block again, and I came back. They're still going. I was like, okay, I really got to go. Because that point, I really had to pee, so I had to go inside.
Your house.
And I was just like, yeah,
it's
I live
rent,
here.
You're paying
yeah.
money to live. You don't have to go around the block and
it
hope they
It was really
finish.
Awkward, and no one was ever me.
You probably have to call the cops on that one.
They eventually went away, but not without confrontation. They were trying to do, I guess, the equivalent of having sex on a front porch of snuggling. They were just kind of like hanging out after by leaning against the door. He was doing the lean. It was really awkward for everybody.
That's
it was.
The worst.
If you could actually not touch my door.
So essentially the worst is living in Wrigleyville. Right? That would do it. That would do it. All right, Pete, what do you got over there?
The worst is when you get a new liquid soap dispenser for your bathroom, and you can't figure out how to get that lever to work. You know, it's like it says twist and push down, but that never works. So you're kind of jamming it down. You're like, how does this thing work? Yeah.
I would go the other way too. The ones when you're used to the liquid, but then you get the foam. If you do the foam and you do it too hard, it just spits out and just is all over the place. You're like, I'm so sorry to the bathroom and everything, and you're wiping up soap. All right.
Got to be an easier way.
There's got to be an easier way. All right. Let's you guys want to go through another round?
Sure.
All right. Amy, what do you got?
I'm going to say when you're in a taxi or an Uber and your driver's on the phone, clearly having a very personal conversation.
Mm.
So yesterday I was in an Uber and my driver was, I think, pretty much about to get divorced right there in that moment. Like, he was having this really, really awful fight with his woman. But he was trying to have this really quiet voice because he's got somebody in the car, if he could just keep it down. And yet he was saying really horrible, volatile things to her. And at one point he just started going, I said, you spend money every day. I said, you spend money every day. And he just kept doing that. And he was getting madder and madder. And I was like, you could just let me out here. It's fine. It's good.
I know the GPS says take Lower Wacker, but don't.
Here's fine. I could just take
Just get out to walk from the rest.
Yeah, that was awkward and the worst.
That is the worst. Anytime an Uber driver is on the phone, it's the worst. But to add that it's actual strife, relationship strife.
Yeah.
It's all personal. Oof. Yeah, you're stuck there listening to it.
All right, TJ, what do you got?
This is pretty specific, but if you've been there, you'll agree. The Wendy's at Western and Addison. It is... A horror
very
show.
Did they they renovate that one?
Not since time began. Like it was horrific. My one experience there. I had one experience there, but just people yelling at people, and then this lady trying to defend herself, and then the lady's manager like ripped on her as well. And all I wanted was a coffee. And I've never thought like. Maybe I should punch someone. Like maybe this would help.
Maybe like, me punching someone would help.
Oh man, there was a lot of rumors about a White Castle at Ashland and Clark when they come together over there.
Okay,
like in Edgewater there. Mm-hmm. And this was years ago, and I just remember people saying, "Oh, that gets a little ornery at night, right?" And you could tell like they have the metal things on the windows and stuff. And so we thought it'd be fun to go in there. Like, just say, let's just go check it out. It'd be fun. It's going to be fun. And that was so wrong to do that. Like, we went in. I was like, oh, my God, man. This went from kitschy. Like, let's see how crazy it is to, let's get out of here, man. This is not, you just don't feel right.
You were kind of expecting, like, Wiener Circle kind of fun,
I thought it'd be
right?
Fun. Yeah, everyone.
Nope.
No, it was not.
When they swear at you here, they mean it.
There's a lot of staring. I just know that. So, all right, let's go to the line. Let's go to the text. 630 says the worst is when an obnoxiously loud Harley. We get it. We see your overpriced motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. And people purposely make them louder, right? Yeah. Like they don't. It's not even like something's broken. They just made it sound that way.
Yeah. 224. The worst is being an Uber driver. And the passenger who gets in reeks of just having smoked a doobie in the closet. It's a very specific smell.
That's very specific.
Right.
I like that smell. You know, like, there's a lot of smells. I don't smoke. Yeah. I don't. But I like the funk of that.
Yeah.
Like a skunk.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, you don't want to admit it, but, like, there's something sort of underneath pleasant about that. Like,
right.
Gas. Gas smells pretty all right, you know? Like... a certain earthy kind of like...
There is. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's natural. 309 says the worst are anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's generic. I'd much rather have you text back with why. Because that's a generic thing. Or just overall the idea that someone is an anti-vaxxer, then it's just, all right.
Yeah. Hey, if it's political. Only because you're exposing my children to polio.
Right. All right. Hold on. Wow, these are so specific. This one is so weird. 815 says, the worst is when they tell you to get on the plane. And they say, screw you, I'm getting in the plane.
What?
I think their question on is not what you... That's not the right grammatical way to say you're getting on a plane. You're getting in a plane.
I don't want to blow up the 815. It's a Carlin joke.
Is it?
It's a George Carlin, straight up George Carlin.
Oh,
quote.
See, that's it why is. You're here, TJ.
It is.
Oh, that's you.
I can't dramaturg all of these, but that one I can place to a George Carlin routine.
Oh, that's no good. Okay. 630 says, when people don't take ownership of a problem or situation, even if it's not their fault, i.e. bank managers.
Mm-hmm. They're paid. That's why they're paid that money, right?
Right.
To take that responsibility.
That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
630 says, I did win that pizza. I'm not a scammer.
Hey.
So there you go.
Good. This is going to be ongoing. I like this. I like having a runner.
The pizza war.
Oh, man. We may have a front runner here. This one's good. 513. You know what's the worst? When you get a cheeseburger through the fast food drive-thru, and it already has a bite taken out of it.
Oh.
That's got to be bogus. Only because I can only... The psyche, that would mean that someone's like, oh, I love this burger so much when they're eating there. And they're like, you know they don't eat that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So you know they're like...
And then couldn't resist, but was so committed to customer service. I was like, I have to give this guy what he ordered.
He ordered a cheeseburger, but I want a cheeseburger.
What do I do?
All right, let's take a break for the news. We'll come back. We'll continue. We have much, much more texts that keep coming in. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download. Stay with us. All right, it's the worst here on the download. Monday nights, every Monday night tonight, my panel, TJ Jagodowski, improviser TJ and Dave. All sorts of stuff. Amy Guth, all sorts of stuff here at WGN Radio. Her show, The Saturday Night Special, and The Business Hour on Saturdays. Also working on her documentary on online harassment. And you're going to be in for this show next Monday, the 18th.
Yeah, I'm going to do the worst.
Yay!
I hope that I'm not the worst at doing the worst.
Oh, that's so great. That'd be so fun.
It'll be good.
I'll tune in from California. I'll find a...
Text me and just say, you are the worst.
Right, there you go. I got plenty of people... That'll do that.
I know.
Normally.
We all
don't
do.
Worry about it. Yeah, right.
That
exactly.
Comes with the job.
It's sort of like their job. It's their job to tell us over and over. 312-981-7200. Okay. Let me go to some of the stuff that's coming through here. You always gonna read there. 773 says the worst is being in a queue at Disney World in July behind the guy who has a quote deodorant optional policy for himself.
Sure. Yeah.
I like that they use the word in the in a queue.
Yeah.
How
very
about
Canadian,
that?
Very Canadian.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Okay. Because he looks so old. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, I have a long... While you're reading, I have many grievances to air.
All right, go for it.
The buzzwords are the worst. Some things are not verbs. And should not be. The biz speak is really a problem. The one I keep... I mean, there's so many that I hear all the time that I think are so terrible and not real words. But one that keeps... That just will not die is calendaring.
Oh.
Please make that stop now. Like, let's... Hey.
Calendaring.
That's when you drain your pasta? Yeah.
Right. Someone said to me with a straight face, let's do some calendaring and figure out a time to meet.
Let's do some calendaring where we can get together to figure out how to monetize
and strategic integration of the leverage of the... They're not real things. They're not real words. And like they're
you should be the one in business, like in the tech world, that's like, that's not a word.
Oh, I
that's not a word. Sorry,
constantly.
You can't use that.
My thing is, in a meeting, I'll go, like, anytime I used to be in meetings when I was more kind of in a tech role, I used to always do that. I'd be like, wait, what does that mean? You're going to integrate that. What does that mean? That means you're going to hit enter.
You mean you're going to do it.
That means you're going to do that task.
You're going to do that. You're going to integrate that.
5 seconds. You're going to log in and hit enter. That's what you're going to do. Say that. Don't make it up. That drives me crazy. It's like this weird, I think it like it prevents people from having a seat at the table if they like can't speak the jargon.
That,
it
right,
keeps people away from it.
It's a shibboleth.
It is.
Right?
All right. 815. Worst is trying to remove a tick off your already panicking child.
Oh, that's pretty. That's...
I've had to do that one time.
There's a video going around Twitter right now. I don't know why, but it's all about removing a tick with a wet Q-tip. That's actually kind of horrifying. Someone like gifted it, so it's just on this loop of just like rolling around a tick. It's super weird.
309 says getting a fingernail in your can of pop as you're drinking
it. That's not real.
Maybe their own fingernail.
Under the...
Yeah, maybe they popped it and they broke it.
Ooh. Mm.
Or maybe someone tried it. And then they like failed and they broke their fingernail and they ran and then you got the can of pop. Like, oh, what's this? All right, let's see here. Let's see what we got. 513 says, you know what's the worst? When you thought you went to bed with Jessica Rabbit, but you woke up with olive oil. That seems so specific. All right, 949 says the worst is when the person next to you on the airplane falls asleep with their reading light on for the whole overnight flight.
All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty terrible. Fancy flying the whole overnight.
Ooh.
Where you going?
Ooh.
Yeah,
going
that's
to paradise.
Yeah,
that's a paradise
right?
flight.
I think there's a lot of them around flying, like the elbow.
Transportation, yeah.
Man, the elbow rest.
Everything's heightened there, you know? Like, a lot of stuff can be the worst on theirs. It's so, confined and, And the stakes are high. You could. Very rarely do you go a place, like, for a couple hours where you could die.
Right.
You know, it's very rare.
In tight quarters.
Yeah, right.
630 says vegans, the worst. Not sure about that.
Not the worst.
815, Pete, you'll like this one. The worst is ordering a fajita quesadilla and getting a regular fajita and then being charged for said fajita. That actually happened to me. People won't let me forget.
Never
forget. Yeah, I know. You know what's this is a good one, 513. You know what's the worst? When the couple in the hotel room next to you is fighting so loud, but you still can't make out what they're saying because their baby is screaming.
Mm.
That just sounds like a
disaster neighbor right there. You know,
that is the worst.
In the baby category, I like the tick removal.
Yeah.
That's right. In the worst involving babies, I like the ticks on them.
Right.
All right. Let's see what we got else here. You guys got some more?
I got one that's really sad.
Testify.
So I have a backup if it's too sad. But this is the time of year for it. So the worst is dead featherless baby birds on the sidewalk.
Pink,
tiny,
everywhere.
Yeah, big purple eyeball. My backup is mayonnaise. If that was too heavy.
No, that's bad. Both of them work.
Yeah.
Both of them, I would say
it's like
both
sandwich
of them work.
Lotion. It's terrible. I hate it. So disgusting. Everything about it. I don't get why it's white. What is it? It's egg and oil?
Yeah.
Why does it turn that color?
emulsification.
You connect that word with mayonnaise. Everything about it is fetid.
Fair enough.
This one's the worst. 847 says, working at the airport and watching someone with an emotional support animal, and that dog goes to the bathroom in the hall. All right, here we go. Jump down here. But the person walking behind them doesn't notice because they're busy on their cell phone.
Ooh.
Oh.
They step right in dog.
Oh, that reminds me of an airport thing. Can I tell you one more? One time I was walking behind Carrot Top exactly in the wake of where people felt safe to start saying terrible things about him. So like 25 feet behind him so that there was nothing, pretending like you didn't see him. And then I was exactly where everyone was like, oh my gosh, guy's a freak. He's so weird looking. And then I actually felt like, oh, it must be the worst to kind of be Carrot Top and know that that's happening, because you probably do hear it always at that distance. Like, do you see his eyebrows? Dude's huge. He's a freak. You know, like, it was right where people felt the safety bubble
he's like a 10-second delay.
Without a doubt. Oh, like,
man. Do you know that the TSA now has an Instagram account?
No.
Oh, really?
And they post pictures of all the weird crap they've confiscated from people and then really cute support dogs or canine, drug-sniffing dogs.
I actually might dig that.
It's kind of fascinating because you're like, oh, ninja stars, really? Thought you were going to get that through. Okay, sure.
I know that guy.
Or that high heel's a stiletto. Really? Okay.
Oh, I so hope that's a real ninja.
Yeah, right. 773 says, calendaring is a method of making paper surface smoother.
What?
Okay.
There you go.
But let me
tell you. That's not what they mean.
Tech bros are using it to mean look at your Google calendar and figure out when you want to do something.
815 says, even worse than a tick, a leech off your already panicking child.
Whoa.
Glenn 773, the worst is having a beautiful girlfriend with bad foot odor.
Nah, not the worst.
That's not the worst.
On the hot girlfriend part.
Right. Exactly. You got things going on.
Yeah.
You got things going on.
If you're literally great from the ankles up, you can deal with that.
She's perfect.
You can deal with that.
From the ankles
up. Yeah, you can deal with that.
262 is such a... This one is... When your radio's stuck on AM and you have to listen to the worst. I don't usually do meta ones because it's like, all right, there's always one every time. But I'm like, I want to stop. What do you mean your radio's stuck?
Right.
Are you like using a paint thinner, like a thing you mix with the paint to like change the radio?
Wire hanger on top of that thing, tinfoil to something.
No.
I think it is fascinating the number of people that will text us to tell us how much we suck, but then keep texting. Like, go listen to something else. Yeah. Put a CD on, man. What are you doing?
He can't. His radio's stuck. And he's in a locked room without windows. And
I can't do that. It's like a torture device.
Yeah.
You will tell us where the treasure is.
Yeah. The worst is that
you'll listen to this AM radio all day.
Right. Yeah. All right. I got another one maybe is a little bit weird, but this one bugs me, that chocolate is advertised as sex to ladies.
Yeah.
And if you watch a lady in a chocolate commercial, like loving on the little chocolate bite she's having, right? Like it's like the acceptable form of sensuality that women can talk about. Like you can talk so openly about, I love chocolate. Chocolate is so delicious. Yeah.
They do that with flame broiled burgers too. Like the Burger King is like, oh,
for
geez,
dudes,
I don't really
but for ladies, it's chocolate and yogurt. Here's the thing. I don't like chocolate. Uh-oh. I really don't eat chocolate. And when I tell people that, they're like, oh, you don't like chocolate? That's so weird. As if I just said, like, I am totally asexual. I am a Ken doll. Like, people think it's the weirdest thing because chocolate is so intertwined with women's sexuality.
I'm with you on that one because it is always, to me, it's always strange that they get so sexy in food commercials.
Yeah, and there's always, like, some, like, brown fabric billowing nearby as she's like loving on this little Dove bar or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
and like the M&M commercials where they personify the M&Ms and they're
naked.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, come home with me. And he's like, I can't believe it. She's going to eat you, man. And you're like, what is happening in this commercial?
This is not weird.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we will give away we'll do a little bit more of the worst and then we'll give away the prizes for tonight. 312-981-7200. If you're on the line, we will get to you in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's going down.
Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune news. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com. All right. Woo! What a there's a lot of good stuff. And they're still coming in. 312-981-7200. 815 agrees with you, Amy. Says, my mom actually gave up eating chocolate in 1988. Everyone, anytime anyone finds out, they say the weirdest stuff. It's almost like someone died. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
I'm gonna extend that even just beyond with other food related. I think loud chewing, we gotta talk about that. Not only is loud chewing the worst, but the level of, like, I get so raged out by hearing the loud chewing that I then get annoyed with myself and I feel like a terrible person. I'm like, why am I so mad? That person's just eating a sandwich.
Right.
That reminds me of, I was watching the Masters over the weekend, and I kind of find golf soothing until it's so quiet that you can hear the dude nose breathing in between the call, and then that's all I can hear is him breathing through his nose, and it's so grating while everything else is like birds tweeting and then.
Yeah. That's totally true.
Yeah,
I heard that too.
Rough. All right. Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to copy this so I remember this guy. That's the problem with doing. I don't have a good system yet on when to read these texts back for third, second, and first place. But let me do this. Let me go to what we have to give away tonight for first place. So if you're a third place winner, you're going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Second place, you're going to get complimentary registration for up to 4 riders at the MB Bike the Drive on Sunday, May 29th. Kick off the summer and enjoy Lakeshore Drive car-free and carefree at this 15th annual event. Register and get more information online at mbbikethedrive.org. And then the first place is going to be a gift, 2 VIP tickets to Beer Under Glass. This is on May 19th, 2016, because it says 2016 here. May 19th, 2016, not valid in 2017. This is the fundraiser for the Garfield Park Conservatory, which kicks off Chicago Craft Beer Week. It's a big deal, and we have 2 tickets VIP, which means you pretty much don't have to stand in line for the beer. All right, so let's go ahead and do this. You want to do the top three here? Okay, so number three, can I get a drum roll? Okay, or not. All right, number three comes from 630. It says, hi, I won the worst about 3 weeks ago. My name was announced on the radio, but I was never contacted and told who to claim the Lou Malnati's. You win! That's right, the worst. 630, you're going to get that pizza. You got it. You got
Look
third
forward
place.
To hearing from you in 3 weeks.
There you go. All right, we ready for number two? Number two, here we go. 630 says the worst is when you don't understand / laugh at Louis C.K.'s jokes, but the other person you're watching a stand-up with is dying laughing. Mm. This wasn't necessarily about Louis C.K. when but we know that feeling. And, you know, that's tough to be on the wrong side of hipster culture.
Yeah, that you admitted that you were that person and didn't put that on someone else. That was very self-effacing.
There you go. All right. So that means that they're going to win second. So first place, the 2 VIP tickets to Beer Under Glass. Let's bring them in and they can explain themselves. On the line with us is Bobby. Bobby, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
So Bobby, what was your the worst?
The worst was I work at the airport and I was watching a passenger walk with their emotional support animal. And they didn't realize as the dog was walking, he was relieving himself. And the person behind him was so busy on the phone, didn't even realize the dog was going and walked right through it. And not only that, actually rolled a roller right through it. And it was rolling brown dog dump all the way down the turnstile.
Bobby, that's not only the, like, there's a lot of things that are the worst in an airport, but actually bringing dog poop into the scenario and actually rolling through it, and then that got transferred onto the plane.
Yes.
There's and you know how planes connect. You know that plane was in Cincinnati, then it went to Denver, then it went to California. That dog poop smell probably messed up a whole day of traffic.
Sure, and stuck in the guy's wheels on his roller beside.
Bobby, how close were you to this, and how close did you get to, like, hey, there's a Or did you just like, no, I'm going to let this play out. I'm going to sit back and take this in.
No, we let the person with the roller know what happened because we kind of wanted him to try and clean it off. But yeah, it was kind of too late at the time.
Well, this is great. Bobby, congratulations. You get two VIP tickets to Beer Under Glass. Stay on the line. Thanks for playing. We appreciate it. All right, so that's going to do it. I want to thank Amy Guth. You can hear her on the Saturday night special here, 7 to 9, also the business hour, 12 to 1 on Saturdays. And you'll be filling in here on the download next Monday, the 18th.
That's right.
You don't have to play the worst if you don't want to, but you should.
I kind of want
so
to.
Fun.
It's so fun.
And the listeners are great. It's unbelievable. TJ Jagodowski, of course. TJ and Dave, improviser here in town. That's pretty much it.
That's it. Thanks for letting me be here.
TJ, great to see you. Thanks for playing. And everyone at home, thank you again for playing the worst. We'll play it again next Monday.